Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we're going to talk about Mitch McConnell. We're going to check in on old McConnell and see how he is doing, because he has said some pretty interesting things over the last few days. And they're worth going over, and they might provide us a little bit of insight into some recent events and how they transpired. And in the process, it might actually confirm a theory that kept showing up down in the comments section that couldn't be confirmed at the time, couldn't be proven. But this might lend a little bit more credibility to that. Okay, so what are the things that he said? First, he came out and, you know, he says that he is definitely not in favor of presidential immunity in the way that Trump is arguing for it. He put Tucker Carlson out there over his opposition to Ukraine, to that aid. He said that Trump being quiet made all the difference when it came to the Ukraine aid package. He put Trump on blast for being the reason Republicans didn't get the border security package that they wanted, saying our nominee for president did not seem to want us to do anything at all. So if you are one of those who is wondering whether or not that's just rhetoric, McConnell, you know, lifelong Republican, certainly seems to believe that Trump was responsible for tanking the border security bill. And all of this is interesting. It's interesting stuff. It, you know, gives us insight into a few things. But I think the most interesting part was when that he said that he believed that the Ukrainian aid package was one of the most important legislative victories of his career. That's a big statement. I mean, you need to think about how long he's been up there. That is a big statement, one of the most important, and that he'd been working on it for most of the year. Doing what? He's not Senate Majority Leader right now. What, throwing some support behind Schumer, trying to wrangle his own party? This is minor stuff for McConnell. That's just Tuesday. What could he have been doing to feel so connected to it that it was one of the most important legislative victories of his career, and that he'd been working on it that much? Strange. But again, Trump being quiet is what sealed the deal. What's interesting is that McConnell gives Johnson credit for that. He says that Johnson, quote, neutralized the former president on this issue. I mean, that's a statement right there. Makes it sound like Johnson got the better of Trump, which is certainly how it appears. You know, when we were talking about all of this, when, you know, it was that slow motion event we could see coming like 72 hours in advance, one of the common comments was that maybe he looks like McConnell in the making because McConnell is tutoring him, helping him. He worked on it most of the year, huh? Better part of the year. I mean, at least that would explain that statement, because publicly he didn't do a whole lot. But if he was there helping Johnson, he probably had a lot of work to do. And that also might explain why he sees it as such an important legislative victory. It's not really about the aid package. It's about teaching somebody, well, how to be him. You know, there are a lot of people who don't want to acknowledge that Johnson is McConnell in the making. You're starting to see some coverage of it, some articles like, what if he's really good at this? And, you know, stuff like that. I think if you're wondering whether or not somebody could be the next McConnell, somebody to ask would be McConnell. Based on the statements, it certainly seems like he might believe that Johnson is McConnell in the making. It's interesting. It's an interesting turn of events. Especially that phrasing, neutralized. You got to wonder, when he went down there, held hands, sang Kumbaya, had that press conference. You got to wonder what happened. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.